My next guest is Aman Ali. He, along with his friend Bassem Tariq, decided to go to 30 mosques in 30 days during Ramadan. And Aman joins me right now. Welcome to the Craig Folly Show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Actually, it was 30 mosques in 30 days in 30 states.
Yeah, well,
okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, you know, this is a tough journey to get to 30 different states in 30 days. So there's obviously a lot of driving involved in this. And then it's during Ramadan as well. So, I mean, you've got to be somewhat exhausted and got a lot of road fatigue as well.
Yeah, it is exhausting because we're doing anything between 8 to 12 hours of driving a day. Now, the fasting part, believe it or not, was actually the easiest thing. You know, fasting, Muslims during the month of Ramadan, they abstain from eating and drinking from sunrise to sunset. So you're looking at roughly between 12 to 15 hours of fasting. And it actually helps when you're driving because you don't have to make any pit stops for food and the car doesn't get all messy, especially when you're on the road for 30 days.
Yeah, no fast food, which is never a bad thing, right?
Absolutely.
Well, tell me about the idea behind this. Why did you decide to do it?
Well, it was interesting. It was actually a very impulsive idea that my friend and I had one day. There was no grandiose plan. We were just like, dude, wouldn't it be crazy if we got in a car and we drove across the country? And we actually started doing the trip last year. And based on the response last year, we wanted to continue that journey. One of the things we discovered last year was how deep our roots go in this country in terms of American history. Growing up, when I learned about Islam in America, I always learned about it anecdotally, like, oh yeah, Thomas Jefferson may have met a Muslim, or maybe some slaves were Muslims, but we were finding communities where Muslim Americans have been living in this country since the 1600s and the 1700s, and their descendants are still there today, and we found this really rich, vibrant Muslim American culture. And this year we wanted to explore that even further.
Well, and of course there is a website. It's 30mosques.com where you can get more information about where the two of you went, all the different places you've been to. You started in Alaska, correct?
We did. And believe it or not, there are Muslims in Alaska. There's even Eskimo Muslims. We found roughly between 3,000 to 4,000 Muslims living just in Anchorage alone.
Well, that's impressive to me. You know, one would think that it might be difficult to find mosques in some of these places, but obviously, you know, all the states that you went to had them. I'm interested to know sort of the difference that you experienced. Every place is going to be different, have sort of a different focus. How much did you learn on this trip?
One thing, I mean, I've always believed the Muslim community in this country to be diverse, but just to experience it every step of the way, like in South Dakota, to hang out with Native American Muslims, we met this guy who's full-blooded Sioux, and growing up on a reservation, he talked about, you know, what it was like to be Muslim. We met, you know, Cambodian Muslims, Somali Muslims, Indonesian Muslims, and wherever we went, there was, you know, a 90-95% chance we'd run into a Muslim. It was, and it's interesting because, you know, the population of this country is over 300 million, and the Muslim American population is between 3 and 4 million. It doesn't, you know, sound like a lot in the broader scheme of things, but it's so well spread out that, you know, wherever you go, chances are there's a Muslim living in that community, and there's a mosque probably within half hour to 45 minutes driving wherever you go.
Well, and of course, you've been blogging about this, making, you know, posts from every stop that you've made. I was really impressed with the trip to Hawaii, from San Francisco to Hawaii and then back to Las Vegas from Hawaii. How did you pull that off in 24 hours?
I'm still trying to figure that out, and that's the difficult thing with going to a different state every day, especially when you fly out to Hawaii. Like, we were literally in three states in a day. We flew from San Francisco to Hawaii, so we spent a grand total of 10 hours in one of the most beautiful tropical states in this country, and then having to cut that short to fly out to Vegas. I mean, I look back on this trip. This is the last day of the trip, and you know, we're scratching our heads like, how on earth did we pull that off? But we managed to do it.
Well, in the meantime, though, you raised a lot of money along the trip. You've got readers who've been pledging to help you out with this. Give me an idea of where this money's going to go.
Yeah, and we raised over $12,000 all through online donations and individual contributions. No major corporate sponsors, anything like that. And that's really what the success of this project is. Isn't my friend and I. It's really the people. This is really a grassroots project where people contributed money, suggested where do we go, hosted us for the evening to stay. We didn't really stay in any hotels on this trip. So it's really the people, our families, and our readers that made this project as big and beautiful as it is and as it continues to be.
Well, my guest once again is Aman Ali. He, along with his friend Bassem Tariq, did 30 mosques in 30 states in 30 days. A remarkable road trip, epic proportions, as a matter of fact. I have to ask you, I don't see Michigan on the stop. And you know, that seems it seems like a logical place to come.
Well, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, okay. So I do have that Ohio State-Michigan rivalry. No. This is the second year of the trip, and we actually did finish off our journey last year in Dearborn, Michigan, one of the largest Muslim populations in this country. So in 2 years, we've covered all 50 states, and we made sure, you know, Michigan especially, one of the most vital communities when you're talking about the Muslim American narrative. We definitely did hit them up last year.
Well, you know, this takes an incredible amount of coordination because, as you mentioned, people hosted you. You didn't have to stay in hotels, so they knew you were coming at all these different places. Give me an idea what the welcome was like.
Yeah, and that was really cool. As the trip was progressing and people got the, you know, word out about it, it was almost like we got this mini rock star treatment, like, wherever we went, and people would recognize it. Like, oh, yeah, I saw you on CNN, or, oh, yeah, I saw you here. And that's what's really cool is people take this sense of joy because everybody contributed to make this project as big and beautiful as it is. And people will say, oh yeah, I love the 30 Mosque guys. I donated money and I helped, you know, fuel their rental car for a day, or I gave them a place to stay in this town. And even some communities like put up flyers, you know, 30 Mosques is coming, and, you know, that kind of thing. It's just really cool to see people from all different walks of life, especially non-Muslims, have really gravitated towards this project, all with the hopes of just learning more about the Muslim American community in this country.
Well, this started last year, of course. 2010 was the first year that you did this. And, of course, it's launched into a bit of a speaking tour for you as well. You've been going to a number of universities around the country, talking about your experiences. What are you telling people?
Yeah, we've done about a 50 or 60 city tour. And really, you know, even with this project, we're not necessarily trying to, quote-unquote, change perceptions of Islam or change perception of Muslims. We're just more concerned, my friend and I, with telling authentic stories about Muslims, who they are, what their lifestyles are like, positive and negative. And with the speaking tour that we've done, we wanted to continue that conversation. But to me, the coolest thing about this project is the fact that, especially this year, there are people all over the globe doing this. Well, we had people email us in France that are doing 30 mosques in 30 days there, Belgium, Malaysia, India, China, San Francisco, Dearborn is actually doing one, Chicago, New York, D.C. And it's really cool to see people. Actually, there's even a Christian woman in Kentucky for Lent. She went to 40 churches in 40 days. So it's just really cool to see people really take this project with leaps and bounds and really, you know, put their own spin on it.
You know, when you look at, you of course went to the Ground Zero Mosque, the so-called Ground Zero Mosque, which has been a site of a lot of controversy. When you travel around the country, how do you think you've been received? And do you think that people's understanding of Islam is changing over the course of the last few years? Or is it sort of getting into a place that we're not that comfortable with?
You know, that's a really good question, and I feel like people really don't give America enough credit for how embracive this nation is. It's very easy to watch television and see, well, there's opposition against Muslims, they hate them, and, you know, they're trying to stop them building this mosque, things like that. But to say that this is representative of average, ordinary, mainstream Americans is completely absurd. And wherever we were going, even in these communities like New York or Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where there's a mosque that was under scrutiny there, it's three or four fringe people that are making the most noise. And unfortunately, we live in a society where whoever makes the most noise and the loudest noise gets the most airtime. And we're noticing that what we're seeing on television in terms of this Islamophobia, or whatever you want to call it, is not representative of average, ordinary American life. And most communities we visited, Muslim Americans are living peacefully with their neighbors, with no problems whatsoever.
Well, and I want to give you an opportunity to tell me what experience from this year's trip you found to be most fulfilling.
You know, that's a really, really good question. I think it's just how inspiring, you know, people are. And it's very easy to get wrapped up in, you know, with the political aspect of, you know, backlash against Muslims, things like that, and be very pessimistic about where the Muslim American community is headed. But this year, especially, to meet especially young people, just really energetic and optimistic about the future and where our community as a whole is headed, it makes you really feel good about, you know, what you're doing and the narrative that you're a part of.
Well, my understanding is you're in Vermont today. Is that right?
Well, we were in Vermont yesterday.
Yesterday.
What we did today is Eid. This is the holiday that celebrates the end of Ramadan.
Yes.
So I'm originally from Ohio, so I'm actually calling you from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
And so my friend Bassem He's originally from Texas, so he flew out to Texas to spend time with his family because it's frustrating to be on the road and to be away from your family for so long. So at the last minute, we both booked plane tickets to surprise their parents unannounced. So it's really cool to come back to our hometowns and celebrate this beautiful holiday with our family.
Yeah, and it is going to be a huge celebration, too, after a road trip like that. I'm assuming that you're going to load up on some good food tonight. But I have to ask, though, the last leg of your trip, of course, was in the Northeast. You know, did the hurricane present any problems for you?
You know, we thought it would present some problems, but, you know, thankfully, it wasn't too big of an issue. Vermont got hit pretty hard in terms of flooding, so there were some issues navigating around. But it wasn't too bad. We actually were a little disappointed how anticlimactic the hurricane was. So we actually took a bunch of fireworks during the hurricane, like as it hit Rhode Island, and we started shooting off fireworks. We posted a video of that on the website, shooting fireworks in a hurricane.
Well, it is a tremendous achievement. Congratulations on completing 30 mosques in 30 states in 30 days. My guest, again, Aman Ali, along with Bassam Tariq, the two of them completed this journey. And again, it is the Eid today, so congratulations. We hope you enjoy your feast and your family after a lengthy road trip.
Oh, thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. And again, if you want to get more information about their trip and the work that they're doing, 30mosques.com is the website. You can take a look at their route that they took, sort of a roundabout kind of way to get around, but obviously a whole lot of driving involved in this. Pretty amazing stuff when you consider that they started in Anchorage, Alaska, and ended up yesterday in Colchester, Vermont. A pretty remarkable journey by these gentlemen.